Shay Morris says one reason is that they're bringing in more donations from national and regional wholesalers, retailers, and growers. Morris is executive director of Second Harvest Northern Lakes Food Bank, which serves 8 counties in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin.
It's a good sign because it just means that there's accessible food in our region.
Morris says 18,000 people there are visiting food shelves at any one time. CEO and president of Second Harvest Southern Wisconsin Food Bank, Dan Stein, says they're sending out 13% more food than years past. He says working families are stretched thin on jobs that don't pay enough to live.
More than half the people we serve have someone in their household with a full-time job.
Stein says they saw nearly 1 million requests for food last year in their 16-county service area. Liz Seafelt says they've stocked up on whole turkeys, cranberries, and stuffing to help pull together a feast for families who are less fortunate. Seafelt is the executive director of the Brick Ministries in Ashland. She says they're seeing more people as Thanksgiving draws near.
When you're experiencing food insecurity and then a holiday rolls around, there's this added pressure. Then you're supposed to somehow magically come up with extra food that's extra special for a big feast.
Seafelt says they see around 1,600 people a month use their food pantries in Ashland and Bayfield counties. She says they've seen more people in recent years after cuts to Wisconsin's food stamp program, Food Share. Changes to income guidelines for the Federal Emergency Food Assistance Program have also made more people eligible to receive food. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio.